Recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Children and allowances, good idea or bad. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Every household is going to have a different way of approaching allowances, but if you do choose to give them an allowance, there are some concrete ways to manage them successfully. How do you get started? Well, I think the very best time to introduce the idea of an allowance is when your child can count dollars and cents and understands the concept of prices. Some money specialists say that this is usually around 5 or 6 years old. Then the big question is, how much allowance should you give? The answer, I believe, is there is no one-amount-fits-all suggestion, although lots of studies say the rule of thumb is a dollar for every year of age. Now, that might not be appropriate for everyone, and it also depends on the frequency of the allowance, which I suggest be weekly, because then there's consistency and continuity to the money management lessons. Some things to consider when deciding how much. Your child's age. You want to make sure to give room for increases as your child gets older, so be careful not to start with too high a number for younger children. Your family income. The only way to teach financial responsibility is to practice it. Your child's allowance must fit within your family budget. What that allowance will pay for. If you expect your teenager to pay for his or her clothes with their allowance, you might consider a higher amount than if you will continue buying their clothing for them. Before handing over any allowance money, teach the money basics. Discuss the difference between needs and wants, saving, spending, investing, donating, and of course, earning. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris.